Thank you, Chair. Archbishop of Canterbury 001. I too welcome the support and welcome the report and support its recommendations wholeheartedly. And I want to use this opportunity also of expressing gratitude to Bishop Mike Hill for his contribution in chairing the World Mission and Anglican Communion panel, and to all those who contributed to the report, especially Janice Price, whose major work in pulling it together has made it an exceptionally coherent and powerful document, I believe. I'd like to flag up just one or two points from the report, which I believe worth special reflection. One is to note paragraph 119, where our attention is drawn to the fact that the global church is actually on our own doorstep. We are encouraged to listen to the voices of the global and first generation of migrant residents in England. The global church is here, and if we are to take this document seriously, we need all of us to reflect on how we best collaborate with and learn from the global church here on our doorstep. That entails interaction with the various communities and congregations that we call diaspora communities. It involves, I believe, ongoing liaison with the black-led and black-majority churches in this country, which is already a serious priority for the CCU and for Lambeth Palace at the moment. But every congregation, every parish can ask this question and ask what it should be doing about it. And I think it's a necessary implication of the philosophy that's put before us in the document, a philosophy and a theology which takes as completely central the model of mutuality in the body of Christ. The fact that, as the bishop reminded us earlier, this is a question about the identity of all of us. A second point I'd just like to lift out from the report is that in the last years particularly, we've seen growing convergence between mission agencies and aid agencies, here and worldwide. There are excellent stories now to be told of the liaison and relation between Christian Aid and the churches locally and indeed church-based mission agencies. I believe this is something of a step change and one to be very, very warmly welcomed. We have, I think, begun to break down the sense that there are secular aid agencies and there are mission aid agencies which ought not really to be intruding on one another's territory. And to move away from that territoriality and defensiveness, I think, is one of the major steps we've seen of late. Connected with that is the fact that we have been able, partly because of this development, in recent years to work more and more closely with DFID in this country. To overcome the innate suspicion of a lot of administrators in Westminster of faith-based organizations in this context is no small task. But some 10 days ago, DFID launched at Lambeth Palace its new policy document on partnership with faith groups. This is the result of a lot of very hard work by many people within the churches and the churches, aid-related agencies and Christian Aid, and I think it is to be very, very warmly welcomed indeed. It means that we have the kind of open door that we have longed for many years, and the auguries are very good about a future of sustainable and intelligent cooperation there. And that leads finally to the point that the bishop underlined. We are not talking about clearly demarcated territories here where development issues and mission issues fall on different sides of some imaginary line. One of the great privileges of the ministry I have is to be able to see in my travels just how artificial that line is in context after context. Just within the last 12 months, visits to Kenya, Malawi, and Zambia, to name just three, have set before me and those who've worked with me models of holistic and integrated approaches to development and mission questions, which are an example and inspiration to all of us. If some of that vision, that sense of integration, can find its way into our own approaches to these questions, locally and nationally here in the UK, then we shall, I think, have been richly blessed. So once again, let me underline my warm support and gratitude for this excellent document, and my hope that it will enable all of us to avail ourselves fully of that open door, the opportunities that are now being laid before us by other agencies, by governments, in working together for societies here and internationally, which in their according of full dignity and liberty to human beings are honoring the image of God in humanity in the way that we're all called to do.